With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President Kamala Harris, campaigning in Michigan, pledged to be a friend to organized labor. Former President Trump held a town hall event with service members in North Carolina. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on both presidential candidates, how they reach out to working-class voters in the final weeks of the election.
The battleground state of Michigan seen both candidates in 2 days focusing on labor.
When unions are strong, America is strong.
Vice President Kamala Harris outside Detroit speaking with union firefighters about the benefits of collective bargaining, denouncing former President Trump as a union buster. Trump was in Michigan Thursday. Working class voters could tip the scales in this year's election. The Teamsters Union, which generally supports Democrats, declined to endorse Harris this year, but the UAW Sean Fain campaigned with her in Flint.
Donald Trump is a scab!
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, another record close set on Wall Street.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street after a surprisingly strong report on the U.S. job market. S&P 500 climbed 0.9% Friday, getting closer to the all-time high it set on Monday. The Dow rose 341 points, that's about 0.8%, setting its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Companies that tend to benefit the most from an improving economy led the gains. That included smaller companies, banks, and cruise ship operators. Treasury yields soared in the bond market. The stronger-than-expected hiring data led traders to abandon bets that the Federal Reserve might make another jumbo-sized cut in interest rates at its next meeting. Seth Sutel, New York.
Israel has carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes have also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people fleeing Israeli bombardment. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Most abortions are elective. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
According to a new analysis by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, 96% of the women who get an abortion in this country do so for elective reasons, not because of any risk to their life or health. A breakdown of the data by CLI indicates that less than 1% of abortions take place in cases of rape or incest, and less than 1% are to save the life of the mother. A little more than 1% are carried out because of an abnormality in the unborn baby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ulmer Münster in southern Germany is the world's tallest church, but not for much longer. The Gothic-style Lutheran church reign began in 1890, but it is expected to end next year. That's when Spain's La Sagrada Familia Basilis Tower of Jesus Christ is set to be completed. At an eventual 560 feet high, the basilica will inch out the Ulmer Münster. This is SRN News. Settlement checks related to Norfolk Southern's disastrous 2023 derailment could be delayed.
The checks could be pushed back up to 2 years now because an appeal of a federal judge's decision to approve the $600 million deal has been filed. Many residents of East Palestine, Ohio, expressed outrage online about the appeal because it will delay the payments they had been counting on to help them recover from the toxic train crash that disrupted their lives when it spewed hazardous chemicals into their community. Some had planned to use the money to relocate. John Scott reporting.
America's employers adding a surprisingly 254,000 jobs in September, easing concerns about a weakening labor market and suggesting that the pace of the hiring is still solid enough to support a growing economy. Last month's gain was far more than economists expected, and it was up sharply from the jobs that were added in August. This is SRN News.